You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Brenda Hughes joins us from Focus on the Family. Brenda, thanks for taking the time today.
Thank you so much, Steve, for having me.
We're going to take a little bit of time today to really delve into opportunities for parents to have great relationships with their adult children, which is maybe some things a little different. By the end of our conversation, I think we can pick apart what's different from raising them when they were younger. But Brenda, let's start off with your position at Focus on the Family and how that relates to this topic.
Sure. I am a bilingual counselor with Focus on the Family, and I have passion in helping parents having a good relationship, especially with adult children, which is sometimes not easy.
All right. Well, I am taking notes. I have six children between the ages of 25 and 38. So taking some notes and hopefully can make some application, especially as we head into the holidays. But let's jump into this. What about those children that maybe you're somewhat estranged from? What are some of the practical steps to healing and mending relationships and improving a relationship with an estranged adult child?
Absolutely. Well, the number one would be prayer. So many times I think we use prayer as the last resource, but that is our first resource, because there are things that we cannot transform in our kids, but the Holy Spirit can. One of them is coming to their senses, for example, or even seeing things as they are, or seeing the love that the parent has for them. Those are things that we can try and try, but the Holy Spirit can do it in the moment that He wants to. So I would say partner with the Holy Spirit as in prayer as we are trying to start a relationship. The second one will be building bridges. And by that is having something in common with your child. And maybe you know that your child likes movies. So, for example, you can send just the title of a movie and say, oh, I watched this movie and it made me think of you, right? And you are not asking for response. You are just saying, I'm here, I'm thinking about you with some topic that you like. So just be present here and there, not every day, not every week, especially if they are estranged. But maybe every 3 weeks you can send a note like, oh, I was thinking about you, or I made your favorite dish and it made me remember when we did that on Thanksgiving. Things like that. Again, you are not asking for a response. You are just saying the door is open and I'm thinking about you.
I love that. Yeah. Maybe just seeing a meme that might strike, might hit close to an interest that, your adult child has, and to share that with them in a messenger or a text or an email. And like you said, just, think about that. When you know someone is thinking about you and by getting the content that is something that is of interest to you, not only are they thinking of you, but that, they might know you better than you think.
Exactly. And I would say find a bridge that is different for each kid, so you have something unique to send to that person. That way, if the kids are talking, it's not, oh, mom send us the same meme to every single one of us, right? So it's, make it unique to each child. And it's very important that we let go of expectations. So we are not expecting for them to say, thank you for sending that, that changed my life, or all of that, right? It's just, we are just saying, I'm here.
Okay. So, as we raise our kids, so many of us, especially who have raised our children in the church and, through a biblical worldview lens, we're very familiar with, train up a child, and we're given instruction in how to do that and why to do that. But at some point, does it change, from training, to something more like mentoring?
Absolutely. And that's in adulthood, right? That we have trained them in every possible way. And it is a moment for us to believe that what we train is good and to trust God with our kids. And so many times by letting God be God and letting our kids to grow up, we will gain more access to them as trying to continue that authority type of relationship.
You know, I've managed teams in different places at different times, and have often, you know, equated managing a group of people with mentoring, or probably more like mentoring children than training them, but training or mentoring children. In that relationship with employees, I've been able to at sometimes either develop a strong acquaintance or even a friendship. But then when those times of conflict come, or, you know, heavy issues or things that really need to be dealt with in a serious matter at work, to be able to, you know, put on the boss hat or manager hat, and maybe give correction, sometimes stern correction when needed. But then be able to flip back to that same kind of relationship when we're not dealing with conflict. So I guess what I'm getting at is with adult children, you know, there's some people that struggle with, well, they're adults now, they're actually more my friend. Maybe the balance there, or some warning or caution in that area.
Yes. One of the things, for example, when my first one changed into adulthood, one of the things is, you are my first one. I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm going to make many mistakes, and I need you to tell me when I'm crossing the line. And that type of relationship, that type of communication helps them to know, okay, she's not doing it on purpose, right? And she's just learning. And she would come and say, I didn't agree with what you said. I need to experience this on my own, things like that. So that can be another thing that helped me during that time of transition, was to imagine that I was talking to a dear adult friend. So that way I'm not seeing my little girl, I'm seeing an adult friend. So, I have great relationship with my friends, and we tell each other, sometimes I don't think what the view that you're having is right or wrong or whatever, but we are saying it with respect. And at the same time, we give our opinion and then let go. And I think that helps when we are saying we can give opinions, but we have to have the understanding that they are adults and they will make their own decisions.
All right. Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Brenda Huerta from Focus on the Family, and our conversation today on really having great relationships with our grown children. And Brenda, we're going to take a quick break. Can you stay with us?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. We'll come back right after this on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Welcome back into our conversation with Brenda Huerta with Focus on the Family. Brenda, thanks again for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
We've been visiting a little bit about maintaining and having great relationships, or even mending relationships with our grown children. Some of what we talked about, specifically when it came to those estranged children, the place to start in way of mending is prayer, and then maybe to find some common areas where you can connect and let them know you're thinking about them and that you know them and you love them. But find some of those commonalities, movies or extracurricular activities, or just anywhere you can make a connection that has really nothing to do, surely, with whatever may have caused an estrangement in the first place. But also one of the notes that I took too in all of the different areas of that relationship, Brenda, was effective communication and clear, effective communication. I think that's so important. So appreciate your insight in our first segment. Looking forward to diving in more in this segment. Next, we're going to look at how to love and parent them when they've gone astray from God. This can be quite an obstacle course at times to navigate, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And love should not have any strings attached, right? So we love them regardless of their choices. But we pray for the bad choices, and we ask God to transform their lives, to bring them into the understanding of what is right and what is wrong. But when we are with them, I think it's important that when they leave our presence, when after they have spoken with us, whether it's phone call, text, or in presence, that they leave feeling loved, feeling heard, and feeling respected, regardless if we agree or not.
Yeah, and I think there's got to be parents out there that are thinking, okay, they've strayed from God. And how do I deal with, you know, having them at my house, when it may be part of what they're dealing with would be in conflict with the parents' values? How do you handle that up close?
Well, I think everybody has kind of expectation in their own homes, rules that are in that house. So, for example, one parent may not drink. Right. And so maybe there is no drinks in that house. And I think when we are going into a house, whether it's our parents or a friend house, we respect their boundaries. We don't come breaking boundaries in a friend's house. And I think it's the same. Our children should respect the boundaries on that house as we respect the boundaries in the house of our kids if we are visiting them. And if any of them do not feel comfortable, then maybe meeting in a restaurant could be good. But I think respecting each other, it's important, and loving each other is important, and knowing, okay, we are going to disagree, but how do we disagree with respect? Maybe listening and being kind, right? The Bible says that it is God's kindness that lead us to repentance. And so many times I think we want to change the views of others with Bible verses, or we want to change them with debates. And that's not what the Bible says. It says that it is with kindness.
Right. I think we can take some of that as far as what we were talking about, boundaries and respect, when it goes to our next topic, and that's parenting an adult child that's still living at home. Speak to that a little bit, and I'll probably have a couple questions.
Sure. Well, in that one, it's a little bit harder, obviously, because they are adults, and we need to respect their decisions. At the same time, they are in their home. So normally what I would say is have boundaries set so that everybody agrees on what are the boundaries, and then also what would be exactly what you would do if you were renting a room. So, for example, if you were renting a room, you would say everybody cleans their own plate. When you go to the kitchen, you clean everything that you used. And that is respect, and that is what you would do if you were renting a room. You would say, well, for our home, it's important that everybody is inside the house by 1 p.m. or 1 a.m., sorry. And things like that, what is important to you that you would do the same if you were renting a room? So we are not putting extra rules into our kids. And at the same time, how do we help so that we are not enabling them to be dependent on us? So that's why we can see, okay, can they afford to pay a little bit of rent? Or is this just for a little bit so that they can save money, right? So depends on what is the goal in them coming back home, then you can figure out what are the ways for them to feel that they are treated as an adult, but at the same time having responsibilities as an adult, either paying rent or helping with groceries or anything like that. And again, with respect for in both sides.
Yeah. And I'm not sure where I heard this. It could have been from Focus on the Family. But what about, you know, just like you would with, you know, with someone who's leasing or renting, a written out agreement that includes, you know, not only how they're going to help financially in the home, but, you know, expectations. So, it, you know, I guess I'm thinking more, not so much about see, not so much that, but clear communication.
Yes, I think that helps because sometimes if they come back and the mother is cleaning their room and cooking for them, is that something that she is willing to do? Is she happy to do that? And then if she is, then what other areas is the kid helping so that, again, we are not enabling an adult children to continue feeling that it's a child at home? And maybe without responsibilities. So we might be giving them blessings, but not responsibilities. And that is not helping them grow.
Well, I'm looking at one of the notes, you know, sent from Focus on the Family for the interview that says, share your wisdom and insight without being critical. And, you know, in times past, when not doing radio, I had done sales, and one of the sales tactics was, I think I know how you feel, or I understand how you feel. I felt the same way. And when I've felt that way, I did this. Is that something that might be applied?
I would say it depends on the relationship, right? Because some relationships are more like, for example, with a friend, right? We are giving opinions back and forth with one another, right? And sometimes kids don't want that, especially when they are in the kind of early 20s. They want to feel that they are making their own decisions. So you can be honest and say, would you like my opinion on this, or would you like me just to listen? And they will, the more we respect them, the more they will want to share their troubles with us or their dreams with us. So I think it's important that respect and being able to listen without being kind of a speaker in waiting, instead of just listening for us to be able to understand them.
Very good. Well, listen, if you just tuned in, we've been visiting with Brenda Huerta from Focus on the Family. And Brenda, we so much appreciate your time, your investment in the listener with the insight that you have in this area. And I don't want to cut you off, but before we leave, is there any other resources or information you want to give to our listeners?
Sure. Well, if they go to focusonthefamily.com, they can find a lot of resources, and they can even just type adult children and they will have plenty to read from. And if they want to talk to one of us, one of the counselors, they can reach us at 1-800, the letter A and the word family.
Very good. Well, Brenda, thanks again for your time. As always, we'll look forward to having you back again.
Thank you so much, Steve, for having me.
All right. God bless. And thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.